A small woman in a white and blue sari stood before Washington's most powerful politicians and delivered pointed statements about abortion that would have sparked outrage from anyone else. Yet, when Mother Teresa spoke at the 1994 National Prayer Breakfast, everyone listened in respectful silence. She held no political office, commanded no military, controlled no corporation. Yet her influence reached across continents, mobilizing thousands of volunteers and touching millions of lives. This paradox reveals leadership's most fundamental truth. It's not about the position you hold, but the influence you wield. Most people chase titles, believing that becoming a manager, director, or CEO automatically makes them a leader. But leadership and management are entirely different. Management is about systems, processes, and maintaining order. Leadership is about people, vision, and creating change. You can manage inventory, budgets, and schedules, but you lead human beings. The confusion between these two concepts causes countless professionals to wonder why their team won't follow them despite their impressive job title. The answer is simple. Titles are given, but influence must be earned through character, relationships, knowledge, and proven ability. Consider what happened when Maurice Saatchi was dismissed as CEO of the advertising giant Saatchi & Saatchi. Despite losing his title, executives and major clients followed him out the door, causing the company's stock to plummet. He had lost his position, but remained the leader because genuine influence cannot be stripped away by a board decision. This principle becomes crystal clear in volunteer organizations, where people participate purely by choice. As Bill Hybels notes, churches are the most leadership-intensive enterprises because you cannot force anyone to show up on Sunday morning. When followers can walk away at any moment, you discover whether you're truly leading or merely managing. The proof of leadership lies in the followers. If you think you're leading but nobody's following, you're just taking a walk. Real leadership connects with people's hearts before asking for their hands, creating willing participation rather than grudging compliance. Ann Scheiber, an IRS auditor earning a modest salary, transformed $5,000 into $22 million through consistent investing over 50 years. Leadership development follows the same principle. There are no successful day traders in leadership. What matters is consistent daily investment in your abilities. Leadership encompasses respect, experience, emotional strength, people skills, discipline, vision, timing, and dozens of other facets. This complexity requires seasoning. The journey unfolds through five phases. You don't know what you don't know. You realize you need to know. You actively learn. Your growth becomes visible to others. And finally, you lead intuitively. Theodore Roosevelt embodied this growth journey. He began as a sickly, asthmatic child with poor eyesight. When his father told him, "You have the mind, but not the body," young Theodore committed to daily improvement through weights, boxing, and riding. At 55, he co-led an expedition to explore Brazil's uncharted River of Doubt. When he passed away at home in 1919, his family found a book under his pillow, still learning until his final breath. Most people overestimate defining moments and underestimate daily processes. Leadership compounds like interest. The returns become exponential over time. In 1911, two expeditions raced to the South Pole. Norwegian Roald Amundsen meticulously planned every detail, studying Eskimo survival methods, selecting expert team members, stocking supply depots, and providing superior equipment. His team reached the South Pole on December 14, 1911, and returned safely. Robert Scott's British expedition improvised. His motorized sledges broke down, his ponies died in the cold, and poor equipment choices led to frostbite and dehydration. Scott's team reached the pole 10 grueling weeks later, only to find Amundsen's flag already planted. On the return journey, Scott and his companions perished 150 miles from base camp. Anyone can steer the ship, but only leaders chart the course. The difference wasn't courage or resources, it was navigation. Amundsen envisioned the entire journey before departing. Scott reacted to problems as they arose. True navigators possess vision for the destination, understand journey requirements, know who belongs on the team, and anticipate obstacles. Good navigation conveys confidence. Poor navigation risks catastrophe. Jim Sinegal built Costco into a retail powerhouse while earning just $350,000 annually, bottom 10% among large corporation CEOs. He worked from an unpretentious office, wore a name tag like any employee, and personally visited every store annually. Wall Street criticized him for paying workers 42% more than competitors with superior benefits. His response? You get good people and good productivity. This servant mindset came from mentor Sol Price, who taught him to balance all stakeholders, not maximize short-term profits. While analysts demanded benefit cuts, Sinegal focused long-term. On Wall Street, they're in the business of making money between now and next Thursday. We want to build a company that will still be here 50 and 60 years from now. History's greatest leaders, Albert Schweitzer, Martin Luther King Jr., Mother Teresa, focused on positive impact through service rather than position. Dan Cathy of Chick-fil-A demonstrated this by kneeling mid-conversation to clean Maxwell's shoes with a horsehair brush. This wasn't about shoes. It showed no leader is too important to serve. Trust is like change in a leader's pocket. Good decisions earn more. Poor ones deplete it. When you run out, you're out as leader. During Vietnam, Robert McNamara and President Johnson continued the war after realizing it couldn't be won while deceiving the American people. The cost wasn't just 58,000 lives, but America's faith in its leaders, a breach still affecting public perception today. Trust is leadership's foundation, built through competence, connection, and character. Leaders who consistently make good decisions build reserves that protect them even after mistakes. Character communicates consistency, potential, and respect. Consistent character means people know what to expect, no Jekyll and Hyde transformations. As John Morley noted, no man can climb out beyond the limitations of his own character. Colonel Robert Goldshaw exemplified this leading the 54th Massachusetts Infantry, the first African-American regiment. Despite prejudice from fellow officers, he led from the front at Fort Wagner, where he died alongside his soldiers. Though thrown into a mass grave as an insult, his character earned such respect that his sacrifice became legendary, inspiring glory over a century later. Leaders earn respect through sound decisions, admitting mistakes, and putting followers first. When John Maxwell moved to Skyline Church, something curious happened. His predecessor, a gifted musician, naturally attracted artists and creative individuals. Maxwell, known for organizational expertise, drew business leaders and entrepreneurs. Who you are determines who you attract. This magnetic principle operates across attitude, values, energy levels, giftedness, and leadership ability. Basketball coach Al McGuire admitted his Marquette teams were arrogant and obnoxious, like himself. Steve Jobs' perfectionism attracted detail-oriented individuals, while Richard Branson's adventurous spirit drew risk-takers. This magnetism operates regardless of whether values are positive or negative. If you're dissatisfied with who you're attracting, the solution lies in personal development. Improve your leadership, character, and ethics, and you'll naturally attract better people. When Robert E. Lee joined the Confederacy, capable military leaders followed, drawn by his exceptional leadership. Superior leaders attract other strong leaders, creating a multiplier effect that dramatically influences outcomes. What do you want people to say at your funeral? This uncomfortable question reveals leadership's ultimate truth. A leader's value is measured by succession. At Mother Teresa's Kolkata headquarters, Maxwell witnessed 45 new nuns being inducted years after her death, her legacy living through leaders carrying her vision forward. Creating an intentional legacy requires knowing what you want to leave, living it daily, choosing who carries it forward, and passing the baton effectively. Leadership legacy follows a natural progression. Achievement, when you do big things yourself. Success, when you empower followers. Significance, when you develop leaders. And legacy, when you position others to do great things without you. As Jackie Robinson observed, a life isn't significant except for its impact on other lives. Leadership develops daily, not in a day. Ask yourself, what kind of leader will you become? What difference will you make? Who will carry your vision forward? These answers determine not just your success as a leader, but your significance as a human being.